This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. We have a Georgetown University student who has died of apparent meningitis. We're going to review that pretty quickly. You thought Ebola was scary. Meningitis is scary, too. And these meningitis outbreaks can just soar right through a college campus or a closed workspace environment. Pretty scary stuff, so we want to talk about that. Apparently, Americans' waistlines are expanding at a very, very exponential rate. All right, if obesity levels are supposed to be slowing down, why are our waistlines expanding? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a doctor, a cancer doctor, who admitted to giving patients unnecessary chemotherapy. Not sure why he would do that, but we're going to talk about that. All right. Then, apparently, all right, the doctor, or one of the doctors, in the Joan Rivers case, when she was under anesthesia, about to get her endoscopy, decided to take a selfie. Why? And what are the ethical implications of that? So, as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of confusion with what happened with Joan Rivers, and I think we're kind of figuring out what's going on here, okay? She was complaining of some throat issues. So a lot of us are like, all right, well, she went in to have a throat procedure, but then she had a biopsy done, and the doctor's getting, you know, ousted because he did a biopsy. What's going on here? Okay. What she originally went in for, and may she rest her peace, and, you know, many of us are fans of her work, a phenomenal, phenomenal person with everything she had to endure in her lifetime. She goes in complaining that something was going on with her throat. This throat procedure that they're talking about, routine, done at an endoscopy center, was, I believe, an EGD, an esophageal gastroduodenoscopy, where it's a scope, many of us have had, that goes into the mouth, down the esophagus, to take a look at acid reflux, esophagitis, stomach issues, etc. And that does not have to be done at a hospital. It was done at Manhattan's Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic. You know, the first thing everybody said is, why is she having a throat biopsy, not in a hospital? Well, because she wasn't going in for a throat biopsy. Okay, she was going in for the scope. What we understand is her ENT, her personal physician ENT, that does not have credentials there, you know, that does not have, what's the word for it? When you have, it's not the word for rights, I keep on forgetting, do you have privileges? That does not have privileges there, decides to go in and be there with her. And a lot of you want your personal physician in there. I get asked all the time, Dahlia, will you be there, you know, for the procedure? Will you be there for the hysterectomy? I can't. I don't have privileges there. I have to see other patients. I'm really, really sorry. No, I'm not going to be there. I wish I could, but I'm not. So, all right. So her personal physician was there, which was originally what they made a big hoop-de-loo about. They were like, oh, my gosh, there was a doctor that had no right to be there. That's up for discussion, okay? It's up for discussion. A lot of you want your personal physician there. Now, this is what we don't have a lot of information on, and we're not talking about the selfie yet, okay? All right, there was all this hoopla about another doctor being there that wasn't supposed to. So at first we're like, all right, this guy's bringing in his friends, etc. No, her ENT was there. Now, she's going in for a throat procedure. Now, I don't know what she could have said, but I know my patients, I could totally see them go, look, okay, you're going to be doing a scope to look at the acid reflux, but why can't I have my ENT there so he could take a peek at the same time? Many of you have asked that more times than not. So, but again, if nobody got that in writing, if nobody got consented, etc., doctors are guilty until proven innocent. So her ENT was there. I doubt it was for poops and giggles. My guess is somebody wanted him there. Because while she was under anesthesia getting a scope, they could then at least take a peek. This isn't that foreign. Now it is, because in the last 20 years, you can't go anywhere without having the privileges at one location versus another. There's all this liability, and this is exactly why. Yet, it's really taken a lot of convenience out for a lot of patients, and people are mad. They're like, Dahlia, I don't understand this. I'm having throat issues and hoarseness, but you're sending me to two completely different doctors. These two doctors are working out of two completely different surgical centers or endoscopy clinics, and I'm paying double. Why isn't it just one doctor? Why isn't the same procedure being done once? We're talking about the same body part. You're right, but it's two separate doctors. Remember we talked about nephrologists and urologists with the kidney? Your kidney stone doctor is going to be different from your dialysis doctor, you see? So that's just the way things are done. So I would not be surprised if Joan Rivers said, look, I'm having this procedure. Can you be there? Because of Joan Rivers, he's like, hell yeah, I don't know. Where things went wrong is, all right, you don't take a selfie. That's stupid. You don't sit there and take a picture of somebody under anesthesia. You know, I've taken pictures, you know, I'm pretty well known where I practice, so people are like, can I take a picture with you? All right, we're both conscious, we're both awake, they're the ones taking the picture, I'm not. Okay, I do not take pictures of my patients, that violates HIPAA. So that was kind of stupid. The other thing that went wrong is, it looks like when they did see something going down with the scope, and they go, look, you know, George or whatever, there's something on her vocal cords. And they're like, let's just take a small sample right then and there. That probably put her into laryngospasm where she started bleeding or there was some, because remember, if something is cancerous, that's going to be very, very juicy, very, very bloody. Or she started to have immediate swelling because there was something foreign that happened and all of a sudden, zoop, the immune system decides to swell up. You know how sometimes you get a cat scratch and all of a sudden you swell up from the cat scratch? That's, you know, so that's where things went wrong. But I got to be honest here, even though, yeah, a lot of steps went wrong with this, and I understand that they have to go through protocols, and I get that. Many of you have asked for that to be done, where your doctor is present, and if anything could be done at the same time, just do it. Unfortunately, this is the one in a million case where things went wrong. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I need to apologize. We're having some issues here. I got a brand new mouse. And no, not an animal mouse. I got a new mouse for my computer. And sometimes it takes and sometimes it doesn't. I really don't understand it. Is it just me? Or do computers go stale and need to be thrown out once in a while? I would hate to throw out a computer. I mean, computers are pretty expensive. But it's like, sometimes my computer's like, nothing seems to work. And I think one of them, we have Windows 97 on. That may be an old computer, Windows 97. By the way, am I the only one that doesn't like Google Chrome? Where's my Internet Explorer? These new computers have Google Chrome. I can't stand why is Google Chrome supposed to be so good? First of all, it gives me ABG as a website. I don't want ABG. I want Google. And then it just doesn't, I don't know, it's not doing, it's trying to act too much like an Apple computer. I don't like Apple computers. I have an iPhone. That's enough Apple for one day. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was an interesting email I got a few days ago, which may relate to the subject at hand. She writes, I was at the medical center, and I heard some doctors laughing. I moved closer and listened in, and they were talking about me. I had a visit 30 minutes before. I couldn't believe the rudeness and lack of professionalism. Who do I make a complaint to? All right, that's always embarrassing, not only for the medical profession, but obviously for the patient, to have a doctor talk about you and possibly make fun of you. I'd like to know what they said. You know, if you could ever call in, I'd like to know exactly what you heard. I wouldn't be surprised if my doctors laugh about me when I come in, you know. Like, oh, my God, she drove me crazy. She wouldn't leave me alone. She this, she that. She, you know, you as a patient want to assume that your doctor is completely stoic when it comes to smells, when it comes to, you know, things that you say, things that happen, but then on the other hand, you want the doctor to feel, and you want the doctor to be emotional, and you want the doctor to not be stoic. And it's wrong for any doctor to talk bad about any patient or any doctor to make any patient feel uncomfortable. That's not what we're trained to do. That's not what we're supposed to do. But it's one of those things where, you know, I don't choose the doctors that are, how are you? Nice to see you, or not even nice to see you. Okay, just sit down. Thank you. Bye. And leave. Even though I would probably feel better leaving, thinking he's not going to think about me, or he's not going to, you know, think about, you know, gosh, you know, she could have probably douched better or something. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you walk out of there going, oh, my gosh, what do they think? You know, I like to go to people that talk, that tell me what they're thinking, tell me what they're feeling. You know, oh, my gosh, you know, I mean, is Obamacare driving you crazy like it is me or, you know, whatever. So, I you know, but then on the flip side, they're real people. Okay, so if you tick them off, let's say, I'm not saying this is your fault, but in general, okay, they're probably going to tell you. I mean, for example, I had a patient just completely decide to go crazy in the middle of the waiting room because apparently she had a deductible and we gave her a bill and she wanted it completely for free, written off, whatever. And she starts going off, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now if I was a stoic doctor and no emotion, whatever, okay, the response you would have gotten from me is, I'm sorry, this is our billing issue. You know, you please have to leave. Can you please leave? You know, if not, we may have to get the authority. Something like that, okay? But that's not what I said. I said, get the hell out of my office. All right? You're bothering the other patients. You're scaring the other patients. You have an issue with your insurance company. You take it up with them. Get the hell out of the office. I have no problem telling a patient that when she's making a scene and starting to go completely crazy. All right? Now, you know, would that be considered embarrassing them? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, she's making a scene. I'm going to take care of the other patients. I'm going to kick them out. And I've kicked many people out of my office. Get out. I'm allowed to do that. I'm a human being. I got to protect my other patients first. You know, and sometimes I'll even use some choice words with that. All right? Would I ever make fun of a patient? No. There's really no reason to. There's really nothing, you know, I mean, you when you're a doctor, okay, I've told you guys some stories where I was raising my eyebrow, like, really? You know, but I wouldn't make fun of them. Like, so, for example, I told you about that patient that wanted Viagra because he was sleeping with his girlfriend every morning. And, no, he was sleeping. He had a mistress he was sleeping with in the mornings, probably after he got off graveyard. And then he would sleep with his wife every night. So having sex 14 times a week, he needed Viagra. And I'm like, wait a second here. Okay, you need to give it a rest. All right, and then I tell you guys, that's true, but I'm not making fun of him. I'm telling you guys exactly what happened. I told the guy he's got to give it a rest. And, of course, I don't give names of patients, etc. I tell you guys what I see. All right, but making fun of, I think the definition of, is ridiculing okay? You know, ridiculing somebody, making fun of the way they smell or shaved, or that's not supposed to be up for discussion. Do doctors talk? You know, man, I had a patient that just, you know, drove me crazy. What do you do when a patient drives you crazy? I mean, people are going to talk in their profession. You can't stop that. Is it rude? Is there a lack of professionalism? Absolutely. Should they be talking about a patient by the elevator? Absolutely not. Could you make a complaint and will it go anywhere? I don't know. You know, I mean, certain hospitals, certain medical centers do have administration. I mean, there's always ways to make complaints. People complain about their doctor all the time, so there are ways to make complaints. But what happened to you is unfortunately extremely, extremely unfortunate. And I would say get another doctor, big time and fast, because that is not the doctor you want. It's wrong, you know, but, you know, doctors are people, and they're going to get mad. They're going to laugh. You're going to make them laugh. When I did ER, I walked into a room, and there was a little kid that just threw his middle finger right up in my face. And he goes, "I hurt myself, doctor." And I fell back because I was not expecting that, and I just bursted out laughing. All right, and I wasn't making fun of him. It's just, oh my gosh, you know, you have this little baby kid show me his middle finger. I was not expecting that running into an ER treatment room. I wasn't expecting that. You know, the fact that he could bend his finger was a good sign. So, you know, it happens. But if you do have a doctor that you feel like is making fun of you, does not have your interest at heart, you don't see him. It's not worth it. All right. Can people tick off their doctor? Absolutely. There's lots of ways you can. All right. You know, one thing doctors do talk about on the side, if you want to know, okay, well, Diane, give us the inside scoop. What do doctors talk about at the lunchroom? Well, a lot of us, you know, we talk about Obamacare. A lot of us do. Okay. That's still the number one talk and all the changes that's happening. You know, this insurance is doing this, this person this, this insurance dropped this doctor, etc. You know, there's things in the medical field that we make ourselves aware of. Really, I can't send patients to these hospitals anymore? No, you can't. All right, so there's a lot of that talk. All right, and then every now and then you got a younger doctor going, "Look, what do? I spent an hour with a patient. She was having depression and anxiety issues. I spent an hour. I needed to go to the next room, and all of a sudden she goes, I have chest pain. How do you guys deal with that? I have now 3-4 patients that could be acute, and she didn't bring up the chest pain in the beginning." You know, and so you'll have doctors talk. And, of course, I'll tell them, look, what you have to do is before they go into what they want, you need to make sure there's nothing acute going on in the first 10 seconds. So you ask them, do you have any chest pain, anything like that? No. Now we could sit down and talk. You know, so sometimes we kind of train each other and we tell each other what to do. I mean, we're allowed to talk about complex cases. We're not allowed to give names to patients. We're not allowed to divulge information that violates HIPAA. We are only allowed to talk about a patient or exact things that are going on if we've gotten permission. But we consult on cases. Look, I have a patient, you know, they've had 5 biopsies. It's coming up inconclusive. Who would you send the patient to? We're going to talk, okay? There shouldn't be laughter. There's really nothing funny, okay? Unless, you know, one time one of my teachers was up there talking, and he was one of my professors, and I was still a student. And he goes, so I saw this patient. I did this. You know, we did this. All right, but she's still having an issue. All right, what should I do with this patient next? Dahlia, sir, you should probably send him to another doctor that knows what they're doing. I mean, he did not like that answer. All right, and yes, there was laughter, but nobody was making fun of the patient. I was making fun of the doctor. Okay, if you really want to help the patient, get him a new doctor, please. You said what? Nothing, sir. All right. Okay, so we move on. But I'm sorry that happened to you. It's bad. It's frustrating. You know, I always get nervous. I go to a restaurant, okay? And I love going to Mexican restaurants, and I love, you know, practicing my Spanish. Yo quiero un arroz con pollo, por favor, y más servilletas y una margarita sin sal. Okay, so I say myself, like, you know, and I'm always worried that the waiters are going to go back going, oh, my gosh, this girl can't speak. She's trying to speak Spanish. Just put up, you know, you can get really paranoid. But don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if you had a choice of pee or pap, in terms of you could just do a pee-pee test rather than getting a pap smear, and I know this isn't really being directed to the men in the audience, but I'm sure you guys would like to take a vote because your lady always complains about having to go in for pap smears. Which would you choose? Well, I think 99.999999999999% of us would choose the pee-pee test because we don't want the pap. Well, good news. Wait, what was that from Dukes of Hazzard? Good news. Was that Roscoe Pico Train? By the way, as an aside, all right, did you see Bo and Luke Duke in that commercial? Apparently, they have Bo and Luke Duke in the General Lee driving around the place on some commercial, right? And Bo Duke, John Schneider. Oh my gosh, he still looks hot. I've had a crush on John Schneider for like 30 some years. He still looks hot. Tom Wopat still looks good for his age. But yeah, Bo and Luke Duke. Oh my gosh, there's nobody more sexy. No, I mean, yeah, MacGyver was sexy, mind you, but nobody was sexier in the 80s. No, not even Tom Selleck. Man, Tom Selleck. No, the sexiest guy in the 80s was Bo Duke. Oh my gosh. I would have worn Daisy Dukes for him. Man, I tell you, Bo Duke was sexy. We need more cowboy southern shows like that because, damn, he was good looking. Okay, anyway, but he is still good looking. He's still running around. I'm sure he can wear those, you know, jeans all nice and tight like he did. But okay, let's move on. Okay, so good news. Here we go. There is a urine test for cervical cancer that can offer an alternative to the pap smear. This was a study comparing the accuracy of pee-pee with smear testing conducted by a doctor. Scientists from Britain and Spain found the results were good and said that the urine test to detect human papillomavirus, the HPV, could lead to more women agreeing to be screened. Doing an HPV test in the pee-pee is invasive obviously. It's easily accessible. I don't have to shave or nick myself shaving or trying, you know, I like to try to lose 20 pounds before I go in for the pap because I'm always embarrassed being naked. You know, it's very easy to go to the doctor all dressed up in your Spanx and wearing a black outfit and stuff so you look all skinny so they don't give you crap about your weight. But when you go for a pap smear, the Spanx have to come off. I tried. Some of the Spanx, a lot of guys don't know that some of the Spanx, it's so hard, not Spanx brand per se, but those types of Tucker inners, all right, they have a hole, an opening down below, so you could just go to the bathroom without having to take off the whole thing of Spanx. It's really nice. And so I'm like, well, I could just do that. You know, there's some religious groups whose underwear is like that, where they're still wearing underwear, but they just have that little opening down there, so you could do whatever you need to in that opening in terms of getting their pap smear, etc. So sometimes they're like, well, okay, I wear the Spanx, I like that, but that's what, you just stop it. So, you know, I got to take everything off, so I just don't even wear the Spanx. Anyway, the study analyzed 14 studies involving, so yeah, it's a study that analyzed other studies. You know, if I can make money that way, I'll do that. I'll just analyze your study and come up with my own study. We'll study Bo Duke's. Anyway, the study, which analyzed 14 studies involving 1,443 sexually active women, was led by Neha Patak of the Women's Health Research Unit at Queen Mary University of London. Whew. Okay, compared with cervical smear samples. You guys understand what a pap smear is? Dr. Papanikolaou came up with it. I know, you wonder what his wife was doing. Hey, honey, guess what I discovered? She should have smacked him upside the head. Anyway, it saves lives. Pap smear saves lives. So Papanikolaou is a hero. Pap smear, you would take a sample of the cervix. And you guys understand what the cervix is? Okay, you have the uterus, right? And the uterus looks like a light bulb to me. So you have the uterus, the big round part, that's where the baby sits when someone's pregnant. And then the bottom part of the uterus, okay, is the cervix. In Spanish, we call it boca de la matriz, the mouth of the uterus. Okay? Even though it doesn't really look like a mouth, but unless you've had babies, sometimes it does look like a, but that's not the reason. Boca de la matriz, mouth of the cervix, or mouth of the uterus, or the cervix, it's like the silver part of the light bulb. So you know how you hold a light bulb by the silver part? That's like the cervix to the uterus. So a pap smear takes cells from the cervix, that bottom part. And we used to have these glass slides next to us. So you would take the sampling and then you would smear it on the slide. I know a lot of you guys are eating a bagel from Einstein's Bagels and having schmear on it. I don't understand why they call it schmear. All right, the way you smear your cream cheese on your bagel, we would smear the cervical cells. I don't care if you're eating. We would smear the cervical cells on the glass slide. And then we would put some fixative on it, take a look at it under a microscope, or send it to the pathologist, hence pap smear. Now they have these other sorts of liquid cytology containers like the FinPrep, etc., where you take a brushing, you throw the brush in the solution, shake it around, get all the cells off, and then they spin down, look at the cells, and do it that way. They're not doing the smear so much anymore in terms of the name or the actual motion of smearing. It's more of a dunk, but we're not allowed to call it a pap dunk. It's actually more of a dunk splash. Sometimes the FinPrep fluid splashes, you know, around the place, so it's more of a dunk splash. And people aren't allowed to go, you know what, I'm going to the doctor to get a dunk splash, a pap dunk splash, so they call it a pap smear, okay? Anyway, going back to this, so compared with cervical smear samples, urine HPV testing had an overall, yes, I'm still on the same subject, urine HPV testing, you guys need to leave it alone, this is a headline, this is a medical headline, you wonder what the medical headlines were today, the Joan Rivers selfie, and this, okay, this is what you're going to hear, what do you expect? Look at the overall sensitivity. The proportion of positives correctly identified, 87%, and the specificity, the proportion of negatives correctly identified, 94%. So it was a very, very specific test. Urine testing for the high-risk strains of HPV, which caused the majority of cervical cancer cases, had an overall sensitivity of 73%, and a specificity of 98%. Okay, so basically, if there was no HPV in the urine, all right, then there was a damn good chance you didn't have cervical cancer. Did it pick up all the HPV? Pretty good. It was kind of sensitive. All right, it was, it's not that bad. Now, here's my problem with it, because I usually have a problem with everything. All right, here's my problem. All right, when I do a pap smear, all right, you look at everything. You look at the vaginal wall. I look at what the cervix looks like. I look at the urethra area. Sometimes you have a urethra polyp, and that could be kind of concerning. Sometimes you have cervical polyps. Sometimes there's other things going on. Now, you know, a couple pap smears, I went in to take a look, and endometrial cancer was falling out through the cervix into the vagina. Now, if that person had just walked in and did a pee-pee test for HPV, I would not have found the endometrial cancer, okay? I palpate people's ovaries, palpate the uterus, see if I see larger sizes or discongruities, something off, any pain. I've diagnosed appendicitis on a pap smear. So where I get a little nervous is even though, yeah, I'd probably be the first one to volunteer, yeah, let me pee pee in a cup and leave me alone so I can keep my pants on, you're not getting examined. Okay, right now they say globally 266,000 women a year die of cervical cancer. And one issue is the expense. Another issue is the embarrassment. People don't want to go. It's embarrassing. So if they can come up with something, I think that's great. The only thing is I'm very, very nervous that people are not going to get thorough exams. They're just going to do the pee-pee test. You know, just like many of you, when we talk about the colon cancer test, you know, we could check your stool for maybe a colon cancer antigen. That's supposed to be coming around the bend. You're like, great, good. Nobody's sticking a scope in me. Yeah, but the problem is what if, you know, we're missing it? What if it's not letting off? What if you just have a type of antigen that this test isn't picking up? Okay, you know, what if it's stuck in some Chinese food and the antigen got caught in some cashew chicken and you're pooping out and it's not getting picked up, you know? I don't know. I'm hungry. I'm craving Chinese food right now. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app, Android app. Please download those. There's also a GCN Life app. So, I mean, you're sure to find us a variety of places, okay? Many of you don't really know what to do anymore. You know, you don't know whether you should play a video game, whether you should play a game on your Facebook, whether you should watch some TV. Just turn into GCNLive.com. A lot of good shows. There's my show. There's even my picture there. See, that's me. See, my picture's up there. That's me. So definitely check that out. I know. Yeah. I had the upper lip waxed. But it's a good picture. But, yeah, that's me. So, if you guys are out of ideas on what to do to entertain yourselves and you're tired of entertaining yourselves the old-fashioned way, then do that. Some of you like to listen to classical music like Chopin. Apparently, Polish medical experts say Chopin's heart shows signs of tuberculosis. Apparently, this is very interesting. Polish medical experts say that the preserved heart of the 19th century composer Frederick Chopin, I used to call him Chopin, and my piano teacher would get so mad. Piano teachers were mean back then. Oh, my God. Well, one of my piano teachers died of a heart attack on the way to coming to my lesson. It was a real shame. I was really scared. Like, Mom, you know, was it because, you know, he didn't want to, you know, come here? And he was so worried that, they know, my mom's like, I don't know. But, you know, you play really badly. So I never forgave myself for him dying. But then I had the next teacher. She was mean. Oh, she was mean. I sat down, I played Fur Elise. La, 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 la. All right. But I kind of fastified it, you know. And I was also singing along, and I made up some words. You know, I don't really like to play the song. I'll play the song. I'll play the song. La, 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 la. She's like, oh, my God, stop. I remember she yelled at me. She said, you are never to play that song again. I'm like, why? All right, green sleeves. Green sleeves at last, my la, 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 la. Stop it. I'm going to teach you something else. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Then I learned to play the beautiful Blue Danube. La, 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 la. Anyway, she's like, okay, I quit. So she quit. Anyway, Chopin, all right, how you pronounce it. All right, apparently, medical experts say the preserved heart shows signs of tuberculosis and possibly some other lung disease. The findings seem to corroborate his 1849 death certificate, which said that the Polish-born musician died at the age of 39 in Paris. He was in Paris, France, obviously, from tuberculosis. He rests in Paris, but his heart was brought to Warsaw and is kept as a national relic in a church. It's sealed in a crystal jar, and it was inspected in April by forensic and genetic experts. One of them, Michael Witt, said Wednesday that the heart is much enlarged, suggesting a lung disease, and it also had these little tuberculosis nodules on it. Another expert, Tadeusz Dobos, said the color of the preserving liquid suggested it could be cognac, which was the strongest alcohol known in 1849. Remember, it's not that they preserved it now. They preserved it back then, so they preserved things in alcohol. They learned very easily that if something was alcoholed or pickled, etc., it lasted longer. I think that is pretty cool. I had no idea. You know, they're doing forensics on Richard III to see how he died, and that's like the big thing now. You know, looking at old, whoever we still have that's famous, that's dead but preserved, and trying to figure out what happened. And, you know, forensics is really fascinating. I've always been fascinated by that. I just had a lot of difficulty, in the coroner's office with the smell and stuff. I could look at anything. I could hear anything. I just can't smell certain things that end up, smelling of dead flesh, and I completely start to get sick. It's my Achilles heel. Georgetown University student has died after contracting what they believe to be meningitis. Apparently, the university says nursing sophomore Andrea Jamie had died in a local hospital. She was only 19 years old, and they believe she died of meningitis. The university right now has taken steps to protect anyone who might have been in close contact with Jamie, and the school is consulting medical professionals right now and the D.C. Department of Health. Remember, the meningitis, all right, whether it's viral or bacteria, is very, very highly contagious. Okay? Ebola is very, very scary, mind you. But meningitis, just as scary. All right? And, you know, most of the cases are viral. Okay? But you could get a bacterial meningitis. And remember what happened with the pharmacy that was the compounding pharmacy, the Framingham compounding pharmacy, some of them could be fungal meningitises. That was a fluke where a fungus was growing in the steroid and it got injected into the epidural spaces of patients. That was horrible. You're talking about clusters. Whoa. That was one big cluster. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, horrible, causing deaths of people. So meningitis could come in the form of viral bacteria, fungal, and basically what happens is it affects the lining of the brain. And it causes severe, severe pain, severe headache, stiff neck, because there's something irritating the lining, the meninges, that's lining the nervous system, the spinal cord of the brain. You can get a sudden high fever, vomiting, nausea, confusion, seizures. Sometimes meningococcal, sometimes the Neisseria meningitis, sometimes the bacterial one may cause a skin rash. You know, we always get nervous with newborns. You know, these kids having a high fever, constant crying, being very rigid. You know, when the baby is very, very stiff, we immediately take them in, to do a spinal tap to take out some of that fluid in the spinal canal to take a look and see if there's bacteria, viruses, et cetera, see if it's cloudy. Sometimes they won't feed well, inactivity, very, very difficult to tell. You know, when a grown-up has meningitis, you know, I have grown-ups come in. I see a lot of adults and kids. Adults will come in going, my neck is stiff. Oh, my gosh, do I have meningitis? You have to put me in quarantine. And, like, your neck is stiff, you know, can you move it? You know, yeah, they can move it. I woke up today with a stiff neck. Well, there's ways for me to tell if it's torticollis or, you know, if it's a spasm from the neck or if it's, you know, a stiff neck because of meningitis. A lot of times with meningitis, they don't want to get into the car. You know how you have to move your neck a little bit to get into the car? They'll stand by the car door going, I can't get into the car. That's the type of neck pain a meningitis patient has. At that point, call 911. You know, don't mess with it. I don't want you guys standing out there arguing, get into the car, Irv. No, I don't want to get into the car. Get into the car. You know, I wouldn't go back and forth. Just call the ambulance, keep them isolated, and let them know that we could be looking at a meningitis case so the paramedics are able to take proper precautions for everybody involved. So a lot of the viral meningitises will go away on their own, luckily. All right. Of course, we still watch it very carefully. We still want to make sure that you don't get any swelling, other sorts of issues and seizures and things like that can happen. The bacterial can be very, very serious. The bacterial meningitis, a lot of times the cerebral spinal fluid can be very cloudy. Once you see that, whoa, your heart just drops. And you get extremely nervous because these bacteria give off toxins. So not only is the bacteria causing a problem, but the toxins. There are vaccines for the bacterial, but we'll review it more. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.